Hello, and welcome to the Albuquerque Theatre Guild's weekly podcast. I'm Mike Miller, and I'm your host. Join us every week. This is where we'll tell you what's happening in performance in Albuquerque. We'll keep a running calendar of shows opening and closing, and talk to interesting people involved in entertainment here in town. This time, our show will be a two-part presentation. In part one, our special guest is Phyllis Wolfe, who talks with us about Up, and the rest of the season at the Jewish Community Center. But before we get to Phyllis, let's look at what's on stage now and what's coming up. Three shows close on Sunday. The Adobe Theater's Double Wide Texas, Albuquerque Little Theater's Wait Until Dark, and Siembra Latino Theater's El Corrido de Jorge. Bonnie and Clyde continues at MTS Center for Theater and runs through February 25th, as does Mrs. Warren's Profession 2.0 at the Ox Dog. Love, Loss, and What I Wore plays at the Adobe for a short run, opening on the 16th and closing on the 18th. Mary Stewart also opens on the 16th at the Vortex and runs through March 11th. The Jewish Community Center Performing Arts presents Up Quartet with an evening of chamber music on February 10th. And Mumenschantz comes to Popejoy for a matinee performance on the 17th. Then, Opera Southwest presents five performances of Hector Armiento's world premiere opera Bless Me Ultima, based on Rudolfo Onaya's well-known book of the same name. It plays at the Hispanic Cultural Center February 18th through the 25th. And Baskerville, a Sherlock Holmes mystery, comes to Popejoy on February 23rd for two performances. Shows coming in March include The Effect, Glengarry Glen Ross, Art, A Chorus Line, Sister Act, Ragtime, and Wish Upon a Star. We'll talk more about those later. The Adobe will be accepting appointments for audition for the Agatha Christie mystery Black Coffee on February 10th. The East Mountain Center for Theater will hold auditions on the 10th and 11th for Mark Dunn's Glitter Girls. Also, through the 10th, music auditions at MTS for Joseph and the Technicolor Dreamcoat. For times, tickets, and or information on any of these events, please revisit the Albuquerque Theatre Guild's website at www.abqtheatre.com. That's abqtheatre.com. And now let's visit with Phyllis Wolfe. Phyllis, welcome. Thank you for coming.
It's wonderful to be here.
Great. Well, it's wonderful to have you. Tell us a little bit about who you are.
Okay, how much time do we have? I am the Director of Arts, Culture, and Education at the Jewish Community Center. We're located in the Northeast Heights. The doors opened going on 18 years ago, which in some ways is a drop in the bucket. I've been there for 12 of those 18 and have pretty much developed the whole cultural program from the ground up.
Aha, okay. And your background, how do you come to
that? Okay. Well, I would say the intersection would be I was a theater major in college, got into psychology, which comes in very handy, and community-based programming. Uh-huh. Done a lot of events, and also probably most significantly spent about 15 to 20 years in the broadcast production arena with my husband, who's a composer and producer.
Okay, and then you come to
the Jewish Community Center. We moved here in about 2000. I'll spare you the details of why we moved, because it's no longer relevant, but I was very involved with community organizations, and specifically I was on the board of the Women in Communications, and my role for a few years there was developing programs. So lo and behold, the Jewish Community Center was looking for somebody who was Jewish and developed programs. So it kind of was a good match.
So it fell right in your lap.
Yeah, yeah, it kind of did.
Well, all right. So how about the genesis of the program now? When we say Jewish Community Center, we don't automatically think necessarily of performance art, which is a lot of your program now.
Yes. Great point, Mike. So two things on that. One is, you know, Albuquerque is a quirky community, and there's no difference in that regard with the Jewish community. So unlike some other major markets where there are Jewish community centers, which, by the way, are around the country and Canada and London and so forth, we don't have as large a Jewish population to pull from. So as it turns out, our community center has probably 2,000 plus member units. And of those, I would say a quarter are Jewish. So what my charge is to bring kind of Jewish-oriented culture to the general community. So what makes this particular aspect fun, so it's visual arts, it's performing arts, classes, a bunch of other stuff too, is to kind of find that Jewish twist on performances in, you know, theater, music, dance, etc.
Mm-hmm. And so when you say there are member units, what mm-hmm. constitutes a member unit?
So it could be one person to five or six people, depending. And we have, you know, every category you can think of, from single adult to senior single adult to senior couple to family to young adult, et cetera. So all of those constitute member units.
Trying to figure out how to phrase that in a polite question. So it's not just families then.
No, not at all.
We think of a family as a unit, maybe sometimes in membership.
Exactly, exactly. It's actually a very diverse membership. You'd be very surprised at how apropos the word community is for the Jewish Community Center, because, as I said, I mean, we have young people, we've got really, really old people, and we have everything in between. When I say young, we have a drop-in, we call it the Family Enrichment Center. Most people would call it a preschool. It starts at two months old.
Wow.
And okay. Goes up to when they start kindergarten. So we've got that on the one hand. On the other hand, we have many, many senior members.
Well, that's understandable. It's mm-hmm. a very large senior community in Albuquerque yeah. overall.
Yep.
So it's mm-hmm. a good place to retire.
It is.
A lot of culture and a lot of things to do when
yeah.
you're a senior here.
Yeah, exactly.
And so, well, good. So your performance and cultural program is mm-hmm. built primarily around what?
So, again, back to the department that I run, it's arts, culture, and education. So it's really pretty much whatever we dream up and want to do and, you know, try and see if it has, you know, traction, gravity. And we're finding that this performing arts series is a good approach for us. I can tell you asked about the genesis. I can say that when I started back in very early 2006, we had a young people's concert series, which morphed into music for kids and adults who love kids. And so through that, we realized that there are a lot of people, and particularly that segment of the Northeast Heights, which doesn't really have a lot of theater opportunities and concerts and that sort of thing. So I think with many programs that are developed, there's a niche that you sort of identify, and then you go in and see if you can help fill that niche.
Sure. Well, it's we were talking on an earlier interview, or maybe it's a later interview by now. One of the other interviews.
Yes.
About the number of performance arts groups and organizations here in Albuquerque and the differences between some of them.
Yep.
So it is providing a fairly unique service to a area of town that doesn't see much of that.
True. And, you know, one of the things that we have in our favor at the JCC, or the J as we call it, makes it a whole lot easier in conversations, is a really great facility, which we're improving on all the time. So, for example, when I came 12 years ago, we had this clunky stage that we had to put together. Now we have a very easy modular, well, easy for me to say. I'm not the one schlepping out the 4x8, you know, whatever they are, 50 to 100-pound pieces, but relatively easy because we can make it different sizes depending on what we have. Mm-hmm. For example, one of the things we do is a book fest and visiting author series. So for them, we can do a 4x8 stage, and that's perfect with a podium. We've had dance performances where we haven't used a stage, etc. So our performance space is about 4,000 square feet, and it can be configured in a lot of different ways. And we have built-in AV, so it makes it really nice. We have lighting and sound and all of that.
And do you rent that space out to other groups?
Yes, we do.
Very nice.
Yes, we do. It's a revenue source. The community center actually is a nonprofit. Though we're member-based, that kind of gets the lighting bills paid, but everything else is sort of a la carte.
Right.
And so we do charge for, reasonably, I think, but we do charge for a lot of the various extras that we are able to offer.
Very nice. Now, you've got a program coming up.
Yes.
Which is?
I do, which is the fourth of six in this 2017-18 Performing Arts Series. It's the first of 2018. It is a concert, which is the only one that we're doing in this particular series. And it is, some of your listeners and members may have heard of Chatter Sunday, mm-hmm. which David Fellberg co-founded. David is pretty well known in this community. He's a virtuoso violinist, and he's the associate concert master for the New Mexico Philharmonic. So, and he's also a member of the tribe, as we say. So we invited him to chat with us about what we might collaborate on, and we came up with an evening of chamber music by Jewish composers. What makes this very interesting, and our listeners can't see this picture, but you can see it's kind of mm-hmm. street. And, you know, his goal, I think, is to make this kind of music extremely accessible, okay? So, for example, with this concert, we're going to have everything from Felix Mendelssohn to Gershwin to a young composer, Bryce Dessner, who is actually I'm not sure if he's American or Canadian, but he's young. I know he was born in the late 70s, which sounds young to me. And he is kind of an avant-garde composer, and we're excited to hear his work. And then we have a South American Jewish composer, Osvaldo Goliov, who I wasn't really familiar with, but he is also a contemporary composer, mm-hmm. so his work is going to be more probably challenging in some ways to folks that may be looking for a completely traditional kind of experience. But that's not what we wanted to offer. We wanted to offer something that's a little outside the box. So I think with this quartet and the evening, folks are going to get more than what you would at, you know, kind of a traditional chamber music concert. It'll be more fun and lively and animated. And I can tell you just from hearing Felberg tune up his violin, the acoustics in our room are very well suited for live acoustic string instruments.
Oh, very nice, very nice. So it sounds like quite a treat. I was looking at the background of mm-hmm. the younger composer here mm-hmm. who has apparently some film credits also.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Bryce Dresner.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. What are those film credits?
Oh, boy. You didn't tell me this was going to be a pop quiz.
Well, of course. Of course. Of course. Fortunately, somebody sent me some information.
Oh, good. And it was probably me, and I didn't memorize it.
That's okay. Hang on just a second. Let me find the right page that tells me those things, because I think it's an important piece of information, and it's an interesting piece of information because a lot of the film stuff that goes on here in Albuquerque, there's a large crossover between the film and the theater communities,
yep.
and it's all a performance art. So,
absolutely. And by the way, we have a film series too in the summer, but I won't tell you about that now.
Well, all right, that doesn't really fall under our heading.
No, it doesn't.
It's good to know those things.
Just
are
because
out there.
You mentioned there's a cross fertilization.
Well, there is though.
Yeah.
So, Bryce provided some of the Dresner, not Dresner,
mm-hmm.
Provided some of the score for the movie The Revenant, which received Golden Globes and Grammy nominations and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
So it's really sort of an important piece of work in terms of the cultural overall.
Yeah.
And Albuquerque audiences are going to get an opportunity to hear that.
Thank you for reminding us of that important thing. I'm glad I sent this to you because I was hoping that you would answer some of the questions that you wanted to ask me. Fierce, vivid music, you know, is
that is a brilliant description.
Yep, and you know, contrasting realities and all kinds of things. So I think it'll be fun because these are really outstanding. This quartet of violin, viola, cello, and actually two violins will do justice to all of these pieces and show their range, which I know they're very excited about.
Right, right. Speaking of the rest of the quartet, who
mm-hmm.
are they?
So David Felberg is the leader, and the viola player is Shanti Randall, who actually may not be able to perform this Saturday night, and there's a excellent replacement, which will mean that it will be David and a harem, and because the other three will actually all be women, and I'm sorry I don't have his replacement's name handy, but Dana Winograd, who is the cellist, and Carla, I'm going to probably butcher her last name, Countoupes, Countoupes, is the other violinist. They've all performed together. They've titled their quartet Up with capital letters because they get each other going.
Well, that's good. That's good. And I'm glad that you told me what the name is. I was at one point thinking, capital letters. So are they trying to tell me it's UP Quartet? No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
But it's
yeah.
the UP Quartet.
Yeah, right.
Well, it sounds like an exciting program.
And it's this Saturday night. Right. February 10th, doors open at 7. 7:30, the performance will start. There will be an intermission. We're going to have some coffee, tea, and cookies, and just because we like sweetening people up. And website for more information or to get tickets is either jccabq.org or holdmyticket.com.
Hold my ticket. Great. And quickly before we say
adios.
So long, adios, mm-hmm. Arrivederci.
I took a Spanish class today, so that the teacher said, try to think in Spanish.
So there you are.
Fortunately, I didn't do that for this interview because I don't think anybody would.
Just as well.
Yeah.
It's just as well. So the rest of the season, just quickly.
Yes, so on March 3rd, we're excited to bring in 4 out-of-town comedians, three of whom are from the Bay Area. They actually all were, and that's where they met. But one of them, Michael, I'm going to butcher his name too, Capozzola.
Capozzola.
It sounds like a good dish. He's in London, so he's actually coming in from London. It's called You're Funny, But You Don't Look Jewish, A Night of Comedy. And if you could see the picture, you'd understand why, because Gina Gold is an African-American Jewish American, and Jim Nguyen is Vietnamese Jewish American, and Samson Kolhatkar is an East Indian Jewish American. So they kind of bill themselves as sharing tales that are not the usual ones of the tribe, and their impressions of some of their experiences in revealing their Jewish background. And then following that, our last performance of the year will be flamenco. And this is going to be with Alice Blumenfeld, who grew up here. She went to the academy. She's been trained, though, internationally. In fact, she just got her master's from a very renowned school in Germany, of all places, and she's lived in Spain. The troupe that she's formed is Abra Paso, and that means, I think, it's not passing time, but it's something like that. And the performance is going to be kind of sketches of an afternoon in Spain.
Oh.
So I think that's going to be really fun. And she's bringing in a young accordion player. Together, they're kind of rewriting the playbook on flamenco and bringing in that kind of instrumentation and so forth. So young, dynamic, there will be some teaching a little bit by Alice explaining what flamenco actually is, the genesis of flamenco and how she got involved with it. So I think it's going to be a really great evening. That's going to be April 28th.
Wow, the three really nice sounding programs coming up very quickly.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, thank you. Phyllis, thank you for being here. Thank you for sharing some information for us about the upcoming performances and, of course, the Jewish Community Center.
It's been a pleasure.
That does it for part one of this week's show. Join us again on Monday for part two, where veteran stage and film actor Gene Efron and I will be doing a little reminiscing. We'll be joined by Phil Shortell as Phil and Gene talk about their show, Love, Loss, and What I Wore, that opens on the 16th at the Adobe Theater. The Albuquerque Theater Guild's podcast is the place where you can keep up to date on what's playing and hear special features, like performance interviews and learn a bit of insider knowledge. We hope that you are enjoying our programs. Please like us, comment, and share with your friends on other social media platforms if you are. Until we're together again, go see some live performance art, and we'll look for you right back here next time.